Surf Report.
And joining us from realsurf.com, Don Norris. Surf lifesaving saying, stay away from the water, and Don Norris is too.
That's correct. I defer to their superior knowledge in these matters. Absolutely don't go in the water today on the open ocean beaches. Probably don't go in the water be a pretty good plan because just the heavy rain and whatnot means that the swill factor is very high as well. But no, it's just way, way too dangerous. I think as well that there'd be just about nobody that would look at what we have along the coastline today and think of surfing, really. I haven't seen anything approximating a surfable wave, even if you could get to it. The wind is just blowing so hard. It's about anywhere from 20 to 30 knots, as I think you were just saying a moment ago. Out of the east southeast, so it's getting into everywhere. And the swell, well, it peaked last night, according to the MHL. Boy, it peaked at around about the 6 meter mark, and then there was another 3 meters of what they call sea state on top of that, the chop. So the big swell underneath is pushing up at 6, and there's another 3 in there. So it was 9 meters offshore last night.
But in the old scale, you've got a photo on your website where it looks as though those waves are going to hit the houses at the top of the headland.
I got a shot on there of a wave that's broken at the base of that cliff. And if you look, it was very low light, so the quality of the picture is not terrific. But if you look at the spray coming up, you can see it's still climbing, it's still going up, straight up. And those cliffs, I reckon they're all of 100 foot from the peak to the top of the cliffs. Easy, and you can see the spray going up. What happened after that shot was in kind of spray topped, it overtopped the cliff and came back. So they probably had spray on their windows up there at the houses right there at the tip of North Curl Headland. So could be a good day to go out looking at spectacular waves crashing against Sydney's rugged escarpments and headlands.
Do it in a safe distance from the surf, from the cliffs themselves. Don, I'm thinking as these conditions wane, does it mean that there's going to be some pretty good surf coming up?
I kind of like the way your mind's working there on that one. Yes, Simon, is the short version of that. I think that it looks to me like tomorrow's a write-off again. Still the strong wind. What's the Bureau got for us? It says east-northeast 15 to 20 knots, easing by 10 to 15 in the evening. So, gee, maybe late tomorrow night, if there's we're in with a chance of a wave because the swell will still be going. The swell is going to gradually decline, but not go flat this week. I would say that around about Tuesday, Wednesday right now on the charts looks a good bet with the wind swinging around to the north and back to the northwest, west-northwest on Tuesday morning, apparently, as current computer model call, with a couple meters of east-southeast swell about 9 seconds apart for Tuesday morning. So that would be right now what I would be saying. If I had to block something out in the diary, I'd be doing that. It'll be about a quarter the size of what it is right now, but you can't surf what you got out there right now. So,
well, look, we'll keep an eye on Real Surf to find out when we can go into the water and have a great time taking those photos.
Thank you very much, Mr. Simon Martin.
From realsurf.com, Mr. Don Norris. It's 21 minutes away from 8 on 702 ABC Sydney. Congratulations.